Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Metrics Lab MSSUS Bartender Influencer Study asked nearly 10,000 U.S. bartenders.
All right, Petey.
To rank all the major spirits brands by the frequency that they recommend them to customers.
That depends what kind of bar you're in, probably, huh?
Yeah.
Do you ever recommend Jaeger to people?
Yeah, but your bar is not what you'd call a specialty bar, so you can recommend whatever.
Most people, you know, in my experience where I've worked, they know what they want.
Yeah. Right.
They don't care what I'm recommending. Yeah. You know, sometimes I can slip them something else or whatever.
They say, surprise me.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, and that's fine. I'm ready for that. Yeah. That's whatever. I mean, like, if people can't decide, I'll help them decide. Right. Here's your warm Jack Daniels. No, I'm just kidding.
With a hair in it.
Right. With a human hair.
Now, I didn't realize that there was such a thing as a bartender influencer, but it makes sense that there are.
Well, they're right there.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
They define influencers as those individuals in a profession who make recommendations to consumers on what brand of product they should buy.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that will come into the bar and they really don't feel like drinking that night, and it's a bartender's job to make them feel like drinking.
Who goes in the bar and doesn't feel like drinking?
Nobody.
Exactly.
You'd be surprised, actually. Like, they're like, I don't know. I had so much last night. Like,
why the hell are you here?
Twist my arm.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't take long to get, you know, here's a water. You think about it. I'll be back.
Now, they've got all kinds of categories here. You know, what do bartenders recommend for cordials and cognacs and scotches and flavored spirits and gins and rums and that sort of thing?
Yeah. All right.
However.
Yum.
Yeah, mix them all.
However, as a shot, the number one alcoholic beverage that bartenders apparently recommend.
Hold on. Petey, what would your number one be? Somebody had to recommend. I need a shot, Petey.
Whiskey
with
a hair.
Okay, now then, I'm going.
Can I guess the poll? And like, my recommendation would be something out of a freezer, something just ice cold some energy drink, you know, like, whatever you like.
Okay. Right.
That would be my
recommendation.
Just
the spirit, not what goes with it.
My guess on
straight.
A shot. Oh, and this is a shot.
A shot.
It's got to be whiskey.
Want a shot of something.
I'm going to say tequila.
Yeah, I was going to say tequila.
Would your guess be different than what you would actually recommend?
Yes.
Okay.
And on this, there is actually a specific one.
Crown Apple.
Brand.
Crown Apple.
No.
Patron.
Jack.
Bam.
Patron or Jack?
Petey mentioned it already.
Oh, the warm
Tyler
Jack?
Tyler just mentioned it. Jack Daniels.
Warm Jack Daniels.
They don't mention it warm.
Just a Jack, yeah.
But Jack Daniels,
you can't go wrong with a shot of Jack.
I tell you what, I don't pour much. I have not over the years. It only like in a cocktail, like guys that want their Jack and Coke drink.
Right, right.
And the gals that want Jack and Coke.
Yeah, are fun.
Keep them in in view. Like, wait, where'd she go? Is she behind me? Oh, my God.
Her shoes are off and she's in the parking lot.
She only came with one shoe.
Anyway.
Showed up with one shoe.
Something bad about to happen.
Jack
Daniels. That's the best when they show up to the bar drunk.
Yeah.
And the as far as an overall spirit, not necessarily just a shot, but the number one overall spirit that bartenders will recommend.
Fireball.
It used to be.
Really?
Yeah, up until 2017.
I would have thought that would have been kind of low on the list.
Right. It used to be up until 2017.
Can't you get Fireball?
The same thing for the shot.
Whiskey makes me frisky.
Yeah, it does.
If you eat some hot tamales and then swig some Jack Daniels. Isn't that the same thing?
It's kind of Jack Fire there. Yeah.
It's cinnamon-flavored whiskey, isn't it?
Fireball is. Yeah.
And it's hot.
Whiskey
disables my dinky.
It's not particularly spicy.
No, sorry, Josh. Cinnamony.
That was for my whiskey podcast. I don't drink much whiskey, but I do a podcast about
whiskey
it.
Disables my dinky.
So we don't give Todd whiskey.
Don't even rhyme.
How many of those do you got, Todd? Like those little sayings.
Yeah.
I was on about the fourth segment there.
Whiskey makes me frisky.
There you go.
So what's the other one?
And the number one overall spirit that bartenders will recommend is apparently Patron tequila.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm not doing cruise ships, because of Patron.
They recommended too much of it for you?
Oh, man. He recommended himself.
Yeah.
And cameras in the hallway.
Self-diagnosis. I know they're still looking at that video.
Oh, they're laughing. Check out this comedian. Yeah, you are the orientation for new comedians.
Don't
be this guy.
Don't walk the plank.
I drink whiskey every day and suck a bunch of fingers. I don't know.
Okay.
No idea why I said that.
I don't know either, but it's kind of hot.
Yep. Just don't do it at the bar.
The number one vodka that bartenders recommend.
Vodka.
Is Grey Goose.
Goose. Yeah. Goose. That's because it costs
Whether or not it shouldn't be, whether or not it should be, that's is fine. Up for debate.
I order Goose or Sky, whatever they got.
You're wrong.
A lot of people call for Tito's these days constantly,
do
Todd.
They?
Yeah.
Of course, Bacardi for rum, Bombay Sapphire for gin.
Mm.
Used to be Hendrix. And
yummy.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday, too. Making Todd want a drink. Me, too.
Yeah. Not just Todd.
Yeah, I know. Me, too.
Yeah, well, what is your favorite spirit to shoot?
Shoot.
Yes, to shoot.
Oh, God. Shit, I don't like
tequila
shots. Ooh,
the looks on both of their faces. Yeah. Did you see that?
You're going to have a shot. If you're going to have a shot, and a lot of people do, what is your shot of choice?
I don't like shots because
sometimes,
I'm a professional drinker.
What if you're
just
starting out and you have a drink that you're afraid is a little wimpy?
Every drink.
And you order an extra shot. Do you dump it in the into the drink or just have it separate?
That's how I do my margaritas anymore because they're too weak.
If I'm eating Mexican, I will not have a margarita if I don't feel like too much sugar, and I'll just sip on a nice shot of tequila.
I can't sip tequila.
But I won't shoot it.
Flavor of it.
I will sip on it.
I like the buzz.
A nice añejo.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably my choice,
That's not
too.
Shooting it, though.
No, it's not.
That's not shooting it. It is drinking it straight.
My problem is I don't like shots anyway, and then it's usually later in the night, and some dudes, younger guys recognize me. Dollars, do shots.
Let's do shots.
And my wife goes, no, because she knows how bad I'm going to feel like in an hour. Plus, I'm drunk when they yell that at you, too.
That's got to be so impressive that you don't even get to answer either.
Well, I don't. it's my excuse now, though.
Yeah, I know. That's perfect.
And I love it.
That's perfect.
I love it because that way, because all guys understand that. Yeah, I get it.
The missus old ball and chain.
Oh, exactly.
Your balls are in her purse.
Right. See, I get it. They are. I'm glad.
One of the last times I was offered shots was by Todd.
Oh, yeah?
My wife and
I... You know why.
Whiskey makes me frisky.
No. It was vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Vodka shots. You remember this night, Todd?
Vodka shot is easy to do.
No,
I will do that if I have to.
We gave Todd a ride home from a wedding.
Oh, yeah?
And we get back to his house. You guys want to come in for a drink? And he just grabs the handle at Tito's and one shot glass and starts pouring shot. Yeah, knocks one back, pours another one. Here, you want one? Okay, we're doing shots of vodka.
All right, there you go.
With one shot glass. Not three, one.
That's one more than you need.
You saying just use the bottle?
Exactly.
Swig off the bottle.
It's like we're having a little communion.
Yeah.
That's right.
Powwow.
Yeah, I don't recall that.
We were like two in. Here, let's go. I'm like, no, Todd, I got to go. This is not a good idea.
But I obviously wanted to express my gratitude.
It was, yeah. Yeah, we had left a wedding that your wife was out of town and you rode with us.
But shots back in the day and usually involved puking if you were young, in your 20s. You know, you're in college, everybody starts doing shots. Somebody's going to puke. So I don't need shots.
Because they're shooting something sweet.
Right. Or well, just even, no. Just
like drink Fireball.
Yeah. Kamikaze. You drink a lot of kamikaze. Of course, that's a mixed drink. But you pour them out as kamikazes.
Or cheap tequila.
Drank a lot of kamikazes in college. Yeah. Puked a lot, too.
puked a lot. I probably had a shot or two of Fireball at some radio station party a couple years ago.
It's terrible.
And Jaeger's worse, and they're both bad.
Yeah. There are a couple of band friends of ours that drank a lot of cheap tequila. We would occasionally join in with them.
Yeah, but then usually, a lot of times that was the tequila grabbed out of the golf bag 4 hours into the afternoon.
So warm tequila.
Warm. Yeah. Almost hot. Ugh.
With a human hair in it.
Yeah. Oh, that was the best thing about
you're lucky.
It.